This is Jay Sekula. I'm holding in my hand the letter from Lois Lerner, the head of tax exempt, approving the Barack H. Obama Foundation. How long did it take them? 30 days.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report, and the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable. So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable. Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who is responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts. Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS.
In the span of 4 days, three major revelations about the use of government power to intimidate those who are doing things that the government doesn't like. These are the tactics of the third world.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
These are the tactics of places that don't have the freedoms and the independence that we have here in this country. And it is shocking to Americans that this would come to light in the way that it has.
Jordan Sekulow from American Center of Law and Justice.
I would add this. All of our clients here, they voluntarily subjected themselves to government oversight. They're not rogue. These were individuals who said, we want to do the right thing. We are subjecting ourselves to voluntarily, not just government oversight one time, but for the rest of our existence. So these were individuals not trying to flout the law and skirt the law, but the opposite, to do the right thing, to say, here I am, government.
Back in the USSR.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You just heard from Jordan. I just left a press conference with a number of the clients, a number of members of Congress, House and Senate. Michelle Bachmann called the press conference. I know that our friend Senator Cruz was there, Mike Lee, others. Big conference. But let me tell you what I'm holding in my hand, folks. I've got a letter. I've got a letter from Lois Lerner. And it's dated, this one's dated June 26, 2011. And it is, dear applicant, we're pleased to inform you that upon review of your application for tax-exempt status, we've determined that you are exempt from federal income tax purposes under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code. This is the Barack H. Obama Foundation, found by his brother Malik Obama. Took them less than about 30 days to get approved. Only thing we could figure out based on the evidence we're seeing is it funded madrasas in Kenya. I'm not kidding you, folks, and this is coming out of Politico. Now, Lois Lerner is the one who said, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we apologize, which I said, apology not accepted, because I've got another letter from Lois Lerner. It's dated March 16, 2012. It's to one of the Tea Party groups, and it says, we need, again, more information. We want it provided within 60 days. This was going on for 2 years, folks. 2.5 years. 3 years for some of these groups. But the Barack H. Obama Foundation gets approved in 31 days. That's not the way it's supposed to work. So now we've got the acting commissioner of Internal Revenue Service. He resigned. Big deal. I mean, really. His position was up in 30 days. So he left 30 days early. Now, I'll tell you something. If the president thinks that's going to solve this problem, he's got another thing coming. Jordan, what was your sense of what was going on at this? I know the enthusiasm level is high.
Well, when leader Mitch McConnell shows up, and Ted Cruz shows up, and Mike Lee and Rand Paul show up, and you've got the congressmen like Steve King and Louis Gohmert and Michelle Bachmann, and I mean there were 30 members of Congress there. Paul Brown, basically delegates from across the country, Huelskamp, Holtgren. I mean the list goes on, and Tea Party leaders from across the country. This is serious, and no one thinks that the buck stops at the IRS.
Sure does. At 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about your government doing this, folks? We want your calls. 800-684-3110. The hearing's tomorrow. Over 50,000 signatures on our petition now. Add your name. Stop the IRS abuse. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The music by the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. John Schlitz singing the song. Is back in the USSR. It's up on our social media at Facebook under me and also at the American Center for Law and Justice. We'll be back with more in a moment, including your calls if you want to talk to us. 800-684-3110.
Back in the USSR.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
USSR. Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
All right, so the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, fighting for your rights both in Congress and courts, and it looks like that's where we're going next week on this case, by the way. And also, that music that you just heard was by our team here at the ACLJ, and it's up on our Facebook at facebook.com/JSeculo or facebook.com/AmericanCenterForLawAndJustice. Let me say this also, folks. We've got a hearing tomorrow. I've been on the phone with members of Congress helping prep. We've heard from over 55,000 of you in 4 days saying that you want this abuse of the IRS to come to an end. The commissioner's been terminated. People say, well, that's a step in the right direction. That is a political cover for the White House. His commission was up next month. This is a cover, folks. This isn't real. It doesn't mean anything. Remember, I worked for the Office of Chief Counsel for the Internal Revenue Service. But we do want you to join with us, 55,704 online alone. We're probably with phone calls well over 60,000. Be great if we could get to 70,000 by tomorrow. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And we're taking your phone calls also at 1-800-684-3110. But, Jordan, we've got a special guest, and this is great to have Kevin on the program to talk about what he went through, because this is the real people, folks, that are involved in these cases.
Yep, Kevin Kukoji, Kukoji. We got it
first
right
time.
There.
See, secular, we get the same thing, so it happens.
The iteration here, yep. Lynchpins of Liberty, 501c3, not yet approved, is on Fox News with your dad. And Kevin, we are all here in Washington, D.C. today because Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann put together and the Tea Party Caucus came together. Tea Party leaders from across the country and organizations from across the country who got lumped into this category, who had been treated this way by the IRS, standing with, and I will say, it felt like how things felt a couple years ago. And you haven't had that feeling before. I mean, a number of U.S. senators, the leader, Mitch McConnell, showing up with some of the well-known conservative members of Congress, the House side, just, you know, a good across-the-board spectrum of fired up. To me, it felt like, Dad, that this was almost like a rebirth of a movement. This may be the ultimate backfiring by the IRS, but Kevin's in the studio with us now. He was there standing with the Tea Party leaders who came in across the country at a moment's notice to be here today.
Kevin, let me ask you something, because you and I were on Megyn Kelly's program the other day. Let people know what you've gone through here, what your organization was designed to do, and what you've actually experienced in this.
Sure. Thanks, Jay. Let me first give you a little background on the organization. The name of the organization is Lynchpins of Liberty. It has a subtitle. It's an American Leadership Development Enterprise. Our tagline is to challenge the imagination of the rising generation. And what that means is we mentor high school and college students in conservative political philosophy, and we do that by teaching them the great books. Different than many of the other organizations, I applied for 501c3 status as an educational organization. I also, contrary to the report that came out of Cincinnati last week, which we know now is bunk, but I neither had the word Tea Party nor Patriot in my application, right, nor in my mission statement. I do, however, share with all of these organizations one thing in common, and that is our ideas. Linchpins of Liberty exists to advance the cause of ordered liberty. We reject the expansion of the state beyond its legitimate authority, and we are jealous about guarding human liberty.
So you were involved in the IRS process. We're representing you here. And you actually spoke to an agent. This is, folks, important to understand. You actually spoke to an agent in the Cincinnati office. Tell us, yes, what that was like.
On December 30th, 2011, after 6 months, well, I had filed a year. I filed in January of 2011. Received my first letter in May of 2011, and I got the picture pretty quickly that this was going to be what was going on. However, I attempted to answer as many questions as I could without violating my First Amendment rights, filed that, and then attempted to get a hold of agents for 6 months. I got a hold of an agent in the fall who said, oh, it's been moved to another agent's desk. And when I finally reached this agent, he told me, I said, why in the world is this taking so long? Because my application had been reviewed by a nonprofit that was ready to give me a grant of $30,000. They, right, said, Kevin, your application is sound. There's no reason this should happen. We've never seen anything like this. This agent in Cincinnati told me simply these words, and I quote, he said, we have been waiting on guidance from our superiors as to your organization and similar organizations. And he went on to say, or imply, that it wasn't down the hall, that this was coming from outside the Cincinnati office. He said, you'll receive your letter in about 8 weeks, and sure enough, I received the letter 8 weeks later. The same time, hundreds of other organizations received virtually identical letter.
Which was the letter requesting additional information.
Yes, sir. And in
and intrusive information.
Intrusive information, 95 separate points. You've made this point, and some other people have made this point, that not only was the letter, not only did the letter contain 31 or 32 questions, but it had subcategories of questions, and we were given about 10 days. I'm a lawyer by trade. You're a lawyer. You know how lawyers do it when they want to intimidate you. They give you a giant document dump and a request for all this information and then say, oh, by the way, if you don't supply it in 10 days, we may deny your status. But included in those questions, at least particular to my organization, in addition to all of the other invasive questions that everyone else got, they asked me, and I go back, keep in mind that I train and mentor high school and college students. They asked me to identify those I was teaching and those I would be teaching, and to tell them, to tell the IRS, what I was training them. Can you imagine?
I want people to understand this here. I understand what Kevin's saying. They said, who are you teaching? What high school students are you teaching? And what are you having them read and do? That's what was that being asked in the United States of America.
Yeah, unconscionable. And can you imagine, Jay, what the parents would have said to me if I would have disclosed the names of their children to the IRS? But I would have had to do that to respond truthfully, otherwise subject to perjury. So that was when we contacted you.
All right, folks, and we've been in correspondence with the famous Cincinnati Office of the Internal Revenue Service, by the way, which is not a small office. It's the largest office for processing tax-exempt applications in the country. But we've received letters, as I've said, folks, from Washington, D.C. and California. We're going to release the names probably tomorrow of all the revenue agents and tax law specialists. They keep saying these are low-level employees. Tax law specialists, including lawyers. We're going to release those names probably tomorrow. Lawsuits coming next week. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you feel about your government doing this? And what do you think about the president saying, I'm going to fire the acting commissioner whose letter of resignation was accepted because he was asked to give it and whose process was up, I think, in 30 days? I mean, this is such a cover. It's so obvious to anybody that's looking. By the way, we also want you signing on to that petition, folks. The Barack H. Obama Foundation gets special treatment, retroactive tax exemption by Malik Obama, by Lois Lerner. And the Tea Party groups and Kevin's groups are put through a ridiculous 2.5 to 3 year process. That's not the way it's supposed to work in America. You add your name to that petition at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877 989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead, Jordan, and take some phone calls.
Sure. Angeli in Virginia on line four. Angeli, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Angeli.
Hi. You all are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I am outraged. I'm African-American. I've been outraged for years over this administration. I knew this is crooked politics. This is going to lead right up to the White House. This is where they're getting their orders. I want this stopped. I want Obamacare stopped, and I want them arrested. This is ridiculous. We must stand up and take charge of this. Otherwise, this administration will take over America, and we will not have an America that we've had for years. We can forget the Constitution if we let this pass. Keep on doing a good job, and you have a supporter here, Jay.
Well, thank you very much. Let me play for you, Angeli, the statement from Eric Holder when he said that he was opening up a criminal investigation. I want to talk about this for a moment. Number 14.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
Actually, it looks like they were criminal, by the way. And John Boehner said he's waiting for someone to... Well, let me play what he said. This follows right up on number 15.
The IRS has admitted to targeting conservatives. Even if the White House continues to be stuck on the word if. Now, my question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
Kevin, let me ask you one last question. We're really tight on time, so a 30-second answer here. What do you want to see happen?
Jay, I really want to see the truth come out. I have 6 children, and I want them to live in a country where they can be free to speak what they want to speak without the threat of tyranny of an overexpansive government, and this is what we're facing.
We appreciate, Kevin, you taking a stand. Thanks for being on the broadcast, folks. We're taking a break. We come back. More of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll get some more information from Jordan about the way the press conference went this morning. So, again, 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. We just gave you the live report, folks, from Kevin. He's going through this experience with the IRS. But we are fighting back, and we're going to win. We need you on this petition, though. Tomorrow's going to be the last day for this petition. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Enjoy the music. It's Back in the USSR by the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. Back with more in a moment. You can see it on Facebook, by the way. The video is up.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
from Miami Beach, the OAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paper bag was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
All right, folks, back to the calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You should be getting the updates from the ACLJ. You should be engaged in our social media. Follow Jordan on Twitter. Twitter.com/JordanSecchi. You can follow me on Twitter. But stay engaged, folks. This is breaking moment by moment. And our Jordan just came back from the press conference. Jordan, let's talk about that press conference for a moment. Then we're going to get right to the phone calls here. You said the energy level was high. You think this may be the rebirth of an understanding of this movement?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like this. The intensity was there. These are a lot of groups that have barely survived. I mean, if at all.
Financially, yep.
Financially, and also they lost a lot. I mean, like they said, you know, if I get my tax exempt status here for the group, the members will come back, the people will come back, especially now. They all want to come back. But they left. People left when they realized what was happening with the IRS. People freak out. You could be a very tough grassroots activist. But still, when the IRS gets involved, people walk the other way. And I thanked, you know, I said today at the press conference, my closing was, I thank the members of Congress, obviously, for having that, and Congresswoman Bachman, who led this charge and did it very quickly, and for the groups that were there today. But it's really because of our people like our clients, like Kevin, who is here, and Tom, who is about to join us on the broadcast. These are people who weren't the types that got the letter and said, you know what, never mind, which most people would, honestly.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
I think I would. If I got a question, I'd be like, okay, try some another day. They said, no, this is wrong. We're going to fight. And we could do all this work, but we can't do it if we don't have clients. And this is why the IRS is under scrutiny now. This is why this came out. This would not have happened if everybody walked away and said, this freaks me out, goodbye.
Yeah.
Because there's been no scandal there.
I'm looking at this letter from Lois Lerner, head of exempt, who said she apologized. But she signed these letters to the Tea Party groups and the conservative groups. But I'm looking at this one where she approved the Barack H. Obama Foundation from Malik Obama retroactively 4 years. Retroactively for a three-year period. Retroactively. They didn't file in Virginia, didn't file their tax returns, and approved it in less than 30 days. And what do we know that they've done? We think maybe they're funding some educational institutions, madrasas in Kenya, we think. Nobody really knows what they're doing. But they get approved. But the Tea Party, they're the subversives. They're the ones we've got to know who they're giving their money to, what books they're reading, what people they're involved in. So there you have it. Jordan, we got another guest.
Yeah, well, that's right. Tom, again, it's joining us. And folks, let me make sure everything is set right here. Actually, let's take a phone call first.
Okay, sure.
Just to make sure. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to we'll go to Robert in Maryland. Robert's been holding on. Robert, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. Wanted to make a comment first and then ask a question.
Sure.
The comment is, I believe that this whole IRS scandal of abusing their power, of asking overly intrusive questions for Tea Party groups and other conservative groups that aren't even Tea Party related, goes directly, possibly to Tim Geithner and maybe directly into the White House itself. The question I wanted to ask the both of you is, what other things can the American people do to make sure that the IRS is reined in terms of them not doing something like this ever again, not only in terms of seeing a lot of IRS officials fired and prosecuted, yeah, but to make sure that the IRS isn't used this way for any group, whether they're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Well, you bring up the most important statement, and that is, how do you prevent this from happening again? Now, the president said, and I'm going to play this, he said he's going to make sure this never happens again. We'll figure out which bite that is, and let's get ready to play that one so we can have that. But because the president addressed that. But the fact is, by firing the acting commissioner, Robert, that did nothing. I mean, zero, nothing at all. And I think we have to be really significant on that and very clear on that. So the president said he's going to make sure this doesn't happen again. And this is what he said, number three.
So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable. Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who was responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts.
Well, let me give you the facts. The IG gave you the facts, and the IRS said we're not going to comply with the statements that the inspector general made. That's the problem here. That is the problem. And then he goes on. Go ahead.
Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS.
Whippity-doo-dah. I mean, that, let me tell you, that's really exciting. The guy was done in 30 days. So that's the finish. Go ahead and let's play the rest of this, Nick.
Because given the controversy surrounding this audit, it's important to institute new leadership that can help restore confidence going forward.
Yeah, let me tell you how to restore confidence going forward. Might be by closing the IRS. All right, Jordan had a chance to talk to one of the Tea Party leaders just moments ago. Take a listen.
He represented you, started back in March, but I want you to tell people about the Ohio Liberty Coalition, and I think your story today about why you applied, you know, the buses, the insurance, and you weren't necessarily looking to be tax exempt, but this was the route you were supposed to go, and the government kind of directed you. And your story, really, of what happened to the group.
Well, you know, that's just the case. You know, everyone knows who's involved with the Tea Party movement, that we're just moms and pops and aunts and uncles, and, you know, we're farmers and we're small business people. And when the movement got started and we brought a million of our best friends to Washington, you know, to say hello to the president, we had to do buses and things. And that involved a lot of money. And so we knew, as prudent people, that we needed to incorporate. And we thought, George, we thought we'd be corporations. We thought just like we are regular businesses. But in a pre-Citizens United world, they told us, well, you can't be a business because you took a bus trip to Washington, and that's political. So we then had to get attorneys, and we had to get, you know, accountants, who then talked to the IRS, and the IRS said to us, well, you have to be a 501c4. And they looked at us, our attorneys looked at us and said, what's a 501c4? So we did not seek this tax-exempt status, and quite frankly, we don't seek to not pay our taxes. We were ready to pay our taxes. The IRS forced us to do that. So in June of 2010, the Ohio Liberty Council at that time, which were now the coalition, filed for our 1024 application to become tax-exempt as a 501c4. And we heard nothing through 2010. Now, we got a letter in July of that year saying it'll be 90 days. You know, at the end of 2010, we wanted to file our taxes. Can't do it. Go through all 2011. We call them. We write them a note. What's going on? Still under review. 2011 goes by. Nothing. Surprise, surprise, surprise. January 26th of 2012, here comes a letter from the IRS. Happens to be an election year. And here's this onerous, intrusive list of questions that they want us to answer. And that's when they had pushed us too far.
The questions that you received, Tom, the questions that you got, tell people what it was like to get that back from the IRS. When you thought, again, you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing, protecting members, protecting people on buses, getting insurance. I mean, this is just the normal procedures. That's why these groups exist, is so that citizens can unite, come together, get the protections that they need. What was it like to get that kind of questionnaire?
I have to tell you, I was stunned, and then I was really mad. Yeah. Okay, because here we were, and how ironic was it? You know, here we were talking about limited government and constitutional rights, right. And then I get this letter that says, "Let us prove to you how important your movement really is."
Right,
and that was my first reaction. So I was ready to just go back at them. And as you know, attorneys, you know, are a lot calmer than sometimes people like I am. And our attorney said, "Tom, you know, it's the IRS. You know, let's send them something." So we sent him a letter that said, we're not going to give you all that. I mean, I'm not going to give you a list of everyone who attended these meetings, who spoke, what they said, and what they handed out. But I'll tell you the date of the meeting and the subject. That's not good enough, Jay. That's not good enough, George. I can't do that. So now I had no choice. On February 16th, they gave me a deadline. And it was go or no go. And I could not do that. I could not give them what they wanted. Our members trusted us to protect their information. We couldn't go there.
Well, there you have it, folks. You're hearing from the clients. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're here for another 30 minutes. But if you have not yet signed on to this petition, let's do it today. Let's get that thing up to 60,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Go to Facebook. You can see the video of the song you're hearing right now.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. And if you want to listen to that, you want to see the music video with John Schlitt, I'm playing drums on that, and our team here at the ACLJ performing, you can do that in Facebook. We've got it posted on both the ACLJ Facebook and my Facebook as well. Jordan, we've got a ton of calls. Let's go ahead and try to grab as many as we can.
Absolutely. Back to the phones we go. Sharon in California has been holding on. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Sure.
I want to tell you, I remember back in 2010, our Tea Party was strong, and we were meeting regularly. And when we found out that the IRS wanted members' names, phone numbers, addresses, emails, everything, we're like, why? You're just applying for a tax-exempt status. Why do they need to know all this information? Come to find out, they're trying to thwart, obviously, with the Tea Party. With
exactly.
And you know what's scary, Jay, is that the IRS is slated to run Obamacare.
Well, that you are right about that. I said that yesterday in this broadcast and a couple of others I did on Fox Business Network yesterday. The idea that the IRS is running Obamacare through Internal Revenue Service agency, they can't even figure out the rules for tax exemption. They're going to figure out the 2,400 pages or more, 24,000 pages of regulations for Obamacare. Really, give me a break. I mean, this is absurd, and I think this may be the death knell of Obamacare because I don't think the American people are going to tolerate, Jordan, this kind of agency doing this.
No, I mean, this is the epitome of wrong. It's the epitome of intimidation, harassment, and interrogation. And it is why people are taking a stand here, why people are speaking out. It's why so many people came to Washington. These are the Tea Party leaders. And people like Tom, who we were talking to early, we represent his group. You know, the Ohio Liberty Coalition, as they're known now, they were Ohio Liberty Council. They applied back in 2010, and they just got their approval after this election. They ended December, early January, right around then. And they're upset, too. And listen to Tom here. I talked to him right before we went on live today, and we had Kevin on live. We have clients in. We have 16 clients in Washington, D.C. right now, 16 different groups. Tom, about the importance of our work and being able to step in when they needed us.
And the feeling's mutual because we wouldn't be here today without the ACLJ. And I thank all the people that help support your organization because, folks, here's an example. This could not have been done without the ACLJ, and we are eternally grateful, and we are going to support them, and we ask you to do the same.
And that's about to hit another phase, folks, because we are, I will tell you, I'm looking at it now. We're drafting complaints. David French, who's been on this broadcast often, is heading up a team right now. This is going to be significant. The president's about to speak. We don't know if that's going to – we'll probably have that for you tomorrow. But tomorrow's going to be the hearing, so we're going to have a lot of news there. Let's try to grab another phone call.
Yep. Let's go to Phil in Wyoming on line six. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Phil.
I just want to know how many people are set up in the administration to fall on their swords for the sake of sensationalism, knowing good and well that even if they go and prosecute and all that, their families and all are going to be taken care of as just a smokescreen.
Well, that's let me tell you something. Demanding the resignation of Acting Commissioner Miller, that was nothing. That I don't even know if it qualifies, Phil, as a smokescreen. He was done in 30 days. So this isn't going to – he's not going to get away. The White House is not getting away with this, folks. Charles Krauthammer said it best. I'm going to play it. We're really close on time. Let me play it. Number seven.
That was a holding operation. That was the absolute minimum he could have done. He relieves one person. He obviously had to. He had to relieve at least one person. And he chose, of course, the acting commissioner. But I would have expected more. The other actions he announced are up to now meaningless. Obama and this administration have said 100 times they're going to hold X, Y, or Z accountable for all kinds of behavior. It means nothing.
And, Jordan, was that the sense of what you could do? But they certainly are good at blaming Republicans for holding up nominations, as you point out, and or as Will pointed out.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And this is just the beginning. The outrage is here. The people are fired up. And I think this will be the left's own worst nightmare.
I do, too. I think they have created something they're going to regret. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got a lot more ahead. Go to Facebook.com/Jordan Sekulow. Get information on his Facebook. Same on ours at ACLJ or Jay Sekulow. We've got a lot of information for you. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
I can feel the pressure.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, in just a minute, I am going to play for you an interview that Jordan did on the Fox Business Network about this IRS issue. But folks, as you listen to this unfolding scandal, I want you to pay attention to a couple of specific things that the IRS has been intentionally dishonest. That's to put it nicely. We'll call it dishonest for now. It's really an outright lie, but intentionally dishonest about. And that is this claim that this targeting of Tea Party groups is somehow was done on a low level. And second, that it was an isolated effort. Folks, you are going to hear in this interview and throughout the course of the coming days, the congressional hearing on Friday, that Lois Lerner, a high-level official at the IRS, was personally involved. Her letters were signed. Her name was signed to these letters that were sent to the Tea Party groups. This was anything but a low-level effort. And as for it being an isolated effort, the IRS wants you to believe that this was something that was only coming out of Cincinnati, that it was an effort that was not widespread, that it was not nationwide. And, of course, we know that not to be the case. Our clients, 27 of them, received letters from multiple IRS offices from coast to coast. We will make that clear at the congressional hearing on Friday. We are preparing testimony to provide to the committee now that clearly shows we communicated these concerns to the IRS early on in the process. They were not only ignored, they continued to stonewall, they continued to drag their feet. We agree with Speaker Boehner this morning, who said he's not all that interested in who's going to be fired because of this. He wants to know who is going to jail. Folks, he has that right. And not only do we want to know who's going to jail, we want to know what action is going to be taken to make sure that the IRS can't engage in this kind of abuse in the future. Remember, they are about ready to implement Obamacare. If you think this targeting of Tea Parties is bad, wait until they're enforcing Obamacare. That abuse could be monumental. But, folks, let me play for you now this interview that Jordan did on the Fox Business Channel talking about this issue and also the one of the other unfolding scandals for the Obama administration, this seizing of AP records. It's something that has the mainstream media up in arms, and, of course, that is going to cause maybe even more problems for the Obama administration than the IRS issue. But let's go ahead and roll this now. This is Jordan on the Fox Business Channel.
With us now, Jordan Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice, which helps people defend people against the IRS. Maddie Dupler from Americans for Tax Reform. She has done extensive research on the tactics of the IRS. And Jennifer Stefano from Americans for Prosperity, which was targeted by the IRS. Jennifer, I'll start with you. Yeah. How were you targeted? Tell us your story.
And this was before I joined Americans for Prosperity. I was just a stay-at-home mother. I was pregnant with another baby, and I wanted to do what was right, Jerry. My Tea Party group was becoming really large, and I couldn't run the money and the donations through my bank account. I was advised the IRS would come after you for that. So I started calling other groups, and I thought I would file and create an organization. And here, they were all getting targeted by the IRS, and I got scared. And when I reached out to the IRS to try and understand some of the questions the other groups were getting targeted.
What were they asking you?
Some of the and these are all out there now, and I have actually documents showing it. You know, send us your Facebook pages, your Twitter pages. And I said, does that include personal pages? And they said everything. They wanted to know your personal relationships with politicians and political parties. And I asked, what would happen if I don't send this to you? And they said, and they made an insinuation like, look, it can be considered perjury if you omit things from the IRS, and that carries with it jail time. I'm a pregnant stay-at-home mother on one income. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not doing anything. I stopped, which is when I sought out larger groups who I thought could help me at least, or at least.
All right, Jordan, poor Jennifer was not alone. Some of the questions that people were asked, names of candidates invited to speak at events, issues discussed there, copies of handouts, indicate the percentage of time and resources you've spent on this organization, really digging down into people's lives. Jordan, your organization has represented some of the people in this situation. What have you learned?
We've represented 27 groups, sound just like Jennifer's situation, same kind of questions. And we've spent over 2,000 hours as a legal organization, attorney hours, handling these applications. So that's just 27. I mean, we're attorneys. We can kind of go through and people feel more comfortable with the responses. But that's because we had to, again, tell the IRS why these questions were unconstitutional, illegal, and inappropriate to be asking. And you can imagine how many people were in Jennifer's situation that didn't even want to apply.
If the IRS is asking you questions that are legal, you don't say, hey, IRS, that's illegal, do you? I mean, because you're afraid they're going to come after you with both barrels blazing.
Well, this was the perfect storm for the IRS, though. That's what they try to do always. They either try to get you to not reply so that you just stop your application, or they get you to disclose everything that they want, and then they've got all this information on people. But their option is really to get you not to respond at all. That's what they hope. And we know clients who even came to us said, I don't want to mess with the IRS.
All right.
But here was the perfect storm, because these Tea Party grassroots activists know each other, and so they figured out that they were all getting the same questions. And so together with groups like us who don't charge them, we're able to, they were able to fight back.
I want to get Maddie in the conversation here, because she is truly an expert on the IRS. And I just wanted to outline for people a little bit, Maddie, here, just how big the IRS is and how intimidating it can be. Consider this, the 2012 budget for the IRS, $11.8 billion, that's bigger than the EPA, the FBA, FBI, that is, the FDA. I mean, you name it, this is a big organization with nearly 90,000 employees. These people can come after you. Talk to me a little bit about the power of this agency. Who's minding the minder? I mean, at the end of the day, it seems like they almost get away with whatever they want to do.
Well, that's absolutely right. And the thing that we have to keep in mind is that the IRS has actually been emboldened and empowered under President Obama. As we've seen with a lot of his agenda getting pushed through the tax code, it's a very effective way to try and grow the size of government and to go after Americans, not only in this respect, where you've got folks who are out there exercising their First Amendment rights, and the Obama administration seems to be a little bit leery about that, but new programs coming down the pipe. You know, we've seen with this president's health care law. This is going to be administrated through the IRS. Folks may think that the HHS, the health services folks are in charge of this, which would make sense, which is intuitive maybe to Americans, but the IRS really is the governing body for the president's health care law. And that means that taxpayers are going to be in big trouble when that actually comes, into full application.
And that's my question, Maddie. So they're also asking for a lot of personal information, not just of Tea Partiers, my friend, every single American from sea to shining sea. What is it they want to see from us?
Right. Well, you heard Stephanie talk about kind of the way that the IRS was prying into her own kind of home business, if you will. All Americans in 2014 are going to have to start reporting to the IRS whether or not they've purchased health care and whether or not that health care qualifies as health care coverage as it's specified under the president's health care law. So what that's going to look like when you're filing your taxes in 2014 is that you're actually going to have another form to file on top of the W-2 that you get.
Come on.
And Oh, yeah, I know. It's only going to get worse, Jerry. It's only getting worse.
I got to tell you, the amount of information the government's collecting on me is astonishing. Whether it's the IRS or the Consumer Protection Bureau out there, they're collecting a lot of information. Jennifer, to you, I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, here's the remarkable thing. This is exactly what the Tea Party gets mocked and marginalized, but this is what we were fighting for. Let me also explain another thing. The IRS is not only in charge of ensuring that the health insurance you've paid for and now you have to put on your tax return is a qualifying health insurance. They are the ones that if they determine it's not, they are the ones to levy the fees and the penalties and the ones to go out and collect it. So in other words, the IRS can make money by deciding that you don't have a qualifying health care.
But that's always true. I mean, that's always true with the IRS. They are judge and jury when it comes to whether you're paying your taxes or not. Jordan, to you, what we've been through here in this last week with all this information coming out about the IRS really tracking down political foes of the administration, what does it tell you?
It tells me that all the mainstream media folks out there who called the Tea Party activists, you know, paranoid and conspiracy theorists, this is worse than anything the Tea Party thought was actually going on in the government. I mean, this is targeted political groups. I think that's why the left is so upset here, and they're kind of backtracking because they realize if this goes for the Tea Party, this goes for progressives next time. If you can group organizations like this, and we're threatening, you know, if our 10 remaining clients are not approved by Friday, we told the acting commissioner in a letter, we're going to move forward with at least inform them of how they could sue the IRS for potential regress of grievances. So we'll see if the IRS responds. They've admitted that they're apologizing, but we still have clients who still haven't gotten approved. So apologizing, but not actually correcting.
Well, you know, I think that's interesting as a strategy or a tactic to apologize. You're admitting the mistake you've made. So, I mean, admission is the first step to finding a solution to the problem. Jordan, Maddie, and Jennifer, thanks for coming on tonight. You guys were just fantastic. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on the Fox Business Channel. Listen, as we prepare for tomorrow's press conference with our clients and the Tea Party Caucus Chair, Michelle Bachmann, and then also for Friday's hearing where we will be submitting testimony to the committee as they then question Acting Commissioner Steve Miller about this abuse that the IRS was involved with, we need you to stand with us. If you want the truth to come out, if you want actions to be taken to prevent this from happening again, we need your name on our petition. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Again, 877-989-2255. I remind you again what Speaker Boehner said today. People will be fired. We believe that that will happen, but that is not enough. We want to know who's going to jail over this. That is what will keep this from happening again. Add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse.
Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, just before radio, Jordan did a press conference with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, and a number of Tea Party leaders, including about 15 of our clients over at the Capitol, talking about this unfolding IRS issue. And it was especially good to have Leader McConnell there at the press conference demonstrating his support for our clients, for these Tea Party victims of this IRS harassment. Also, yesterday, he was able to come on live, to interview with Jay and give his perspective what the possible Senate action and recourse could be. I want to play that for you in this segment of the broadcast. Again, this is Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on yesterday with Jay. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Well, joining us on the phone is a good friend and one of our leaders in government and someone that's done a lot for so many of us on so many issues, Senator Mitch McConnell. Senator, thanks for being with us today.
Jay, I'm glad to be with you.
Let me start with full disclosure. I actually, my first job out of law school, Senator, was to be a trial lawyer for the Office of Chief Counsel of Internal Revenue Service. Tax exempt was in our jurisdiction. We represented, they were one of our clients, so to speak. And I was appalled when the head of tax exempt just a few days ago made the statement that this was one agent or one group of agents out of Cincinnati when we represent dozens of clients around the country. And we've received letters from Washington, D.C. to California on this matter. What was your reaction with this as news broke on this?
Well, actually, I first started talking about it in June of 2012.
I remember that.
We
yep.
got complaints from Kentucky-based Tea Party groups about the IRS not responding to their requests for recognition and the general feeling that they were being harassed with questionnaires and the like. And, of course, it's not just the IRS, Jay. This is an administration-wide problem. Go back to 2009, we were debating Obamacare. Secretary Soubias, the head of HHS, sent out a directive to the health insurance companies saying they couldn't inform their policy holders of their views on Obamacare. This is the same secretary who's now shaking them down for money
right.
so the federal government can advertise to try to convince everybody they ought to love Obamacare. We've seen moves related to this at the SEC, the FCC, and now they finally have messed with an agency that everybody fully understands, and that's why it's become a huge story. And what I've challenged the reporters to do yesterday at a press conference, I said, before you file your stories, ask yourself the following question. How would I write this story if this were a Republican administration?
Yeah, very differently. Although it's interesting that the press is picking up on this, and I think what you said has had already a significant impact. A number of news sources are reporting today that the head of tax exempt, Lois Lerner, has targeted, she said, two individuals. She calls them rogue agents in the Cincinnati office. To me, that defies logic, especially when you've got the Attorney General of the United States basically on his own accord yesterday saying he's opened up an FBI investigation, which the idea that the FBI is investigating the IRS brings up a whole host of issues because of potential criminal aspect. And the White House counsel was notified back in mid-April but never told the president. I mean, some of this, I'm not trying to be conspiratorial, but some of it just makes no sense here, Senator.
Well, one thing we know about the congressional investigation in the House, we'll find out what happened. It may take a while, but we'll find out what happened. Another astonishing development, I believe it came out of the Inspector General report at IRS, that the IRS actually gave, within 12 days of the request, confidential information to an outside left-wing group called ProPublica. Of course, we haven't been able to get anything out of them for a year.
Right.
But within 12 days, they handed over to groups that are sympathetic to the administration sensitive information on groups that weren't. Look, these people are arrogant. They believe the ends justify the means. They'll do anything to quiet the voices of their critics. And now they've finally done it with an agency that everybody in America understands. I think it's a huge mistake on their part. This is not an investigation that will end anytime soon.
Do you expect, and I was going to follow up on that one because I agree the investigation is going to be in-depth and ongoing, but, and I've thoroughly read the Inspector General's report. One of the things that concerns me, among many, is the IG said that in talking with the people that were in charge of tax exempt and the agents and the lawyers that were dealing with this, that they themselves did not even know the rules they were applying. And yet this is the same branch of government that's going to be enforcing Obamacare.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty scary thought. I mean, and we received a lot of calls today, Senator, from people saying, I cannot imagine that the IRS is going to be doing this. But how does that play into it? Now you got the IRS supervising the enforcement of the Obamacare penalties.
Well, I mean, it's a chilling thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, not only are they going to tell us what we can and cannot say and whose causes we can advocate and whose causes we can't, they're going to administer this monstrosity of a new piece of legislation that, by the way, can't possibly work. It's beginning to crack already. We had a vote in the Senate. 79 senators voted to repeal the medical device tax. I think Obamacare will go away. The question is exactly how. Think of a dam that's beginning to spring leaks and the water is seeping through. You never know quite sure when the dam breaks, but you know it's headed toward coming down.
Right.
I think that's what we see here in Obamacare. Things that can't work won't work.
Taking it from that one, because I do think this has a dramatic effect on Obamacare and its enforceability, but with this scandal now engulfing the Treasury Department, the IRS, the White House, what's your sense of the Attorney General saying he's going to call for or has opened up a criminal investigation, so the FBI investigating the IRS, which I don't know if that's ever happened in our lifetime. Even during the Watergate era, I don't think that it went to that level. But what's your sense of that? Is that a diversionary tactic or what?
My sense of it is that the administration wants to somehow insulate itself from the scandal, you know, to put as much distance between the leaders of the administration and the scandal as they can. But that's sort of like the fox being put in charge of the chicken coop. The real investigation, the one to watch, is going to be the congressional investigation. One thing that could happen, even in the Democratic-controlled Senate, with enough Senate Democrats wanting to distance themselves from the IRS scandal, you might even get a decent investigation over on the Senate side, but we know we'll get one on the House side. That'll be the investigation to watch, not whatever moves the Justice Department makes to try to insulate itself and the administration against the scandal.
Senator, for the thousands of people that have been calling us and the 1.5 million listeners that are listening to us every day, and they're saying, what can we do right now? What should we be doing right now? What is your best advice to them, to the American people, as this is unfolding?
Well, I mean, express your alarm and chagrin that it happened in the first place and demand that all the facts come out. And I assure you, particularly on the House side, that we'll have an investigation that continues until we know exactly who was involved in this, when they knew about it. Every relevant question will be asked. I mean, it's really quite reminiscent of the Nixon years.
Yep.
Misuse of the federal government for political purposes to seek to silence your foes. That's what's been going on here. It's actually been going on in this administration for quite a while, but now everybody gets it because it's something about the IRS that makes everybody pay attention.
You're absolutely correct. Senator Mitch McConnell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for your insight,
Jay.
And thanks for your leadership here.
See you later.
Yes, sir.
Folks, again, that was Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. He was a part of the press conference that we participated in today over at the Capitol. You're going to be seeing that on network news, probably on cable news as well. Folks, we're preparing to litigate on this. There is a lot more to find out, but it is time to fight back. It is time to make sure that our clients get made right for the damage that they suffered at the hands of the IRS. If you want to stand with us, if you want to encourage Congress to find the truth as we head into these hearings on Friday, and then again next week in front of the Oversight Committee, call now, add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But again, 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.